Yeah, I was part of it, probably more so than I should have been, but I was definitely part of that, especially back in the day at Candlestick Park. You know, Tommy would always come out that door on the right field line and tip his cap to the fans, and they would boo him mercilessly until he got to the third base dugout. But it was Tommy, you know, and that was part of his shtick. Oral Hershiser pitched one of his many great games against us one day at Candlestick, and after he was taken out of the game, he walked by our dugout, and he was tipping his cap to the Giants fans, which struck a real raw nerve with me, and I screamed at him all the way down the right field line, ran up the tunnel behind the dugout through the clubhouse to intercept him, and Bob Lillis and Wendell Kim and several other coaches chased me up there, and fortunately intercepted before anything bad could happen. But as you recall, Marty, I had the post-game radio show, and I believe I called him a needle-nosed Boy Scout on the air that night, and more than anything else, it was just frustration because he had beaten us like a drum there in the heyday of his career. But yeah, that's one of my more vivid Dodger-Giants memories.
Well, anytime you just see the uniform of the Dodgers, I think if you're a Giant, you just have to see the uniform. You don't have to learn anything else.
And actually, for me personally and for guys of my generation, it started early. We played against them in rookie ball, in low A, high A, double A, triple A. There was a Dodger affiliate in every league we played in as members of the Giants minor league organization. So by the time you got to the big leagues, it was there. It was inbred, and you couldn't get rid of it if you wanted to.
You know, it's funny about this year. A lot of times the Giants will knock the Dodgers out, Dodgers knock the Giants out. One team's in it, one isn't. This year, they're both in it. Have you gone through that before?
I don't recall that we were ever in a position, to play against them head to head. I know we had some big series against them when we were trying to win the division, and they were a little further down. But covering the Diamondbacks this year, there's been very few exciting series to look forward to. But I, for one, am looking forward to the Giants-Dodgers the rest of the way.
You know, it's funny. I remember Reggie Smith became a Giant. Hershiser became a Giant. I guess once you put on the uniform, people accept you.
I guess so. I mean, it certainly depends on what you do on the field. If you play poorly, they'll say, oh, he's still a Dodger or he's still a Giant. But, you know, as long as you come and give an honest day's effort and try to win and be a good teammate, the fans are going to support you. They support the uniform more so than they support the players.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Bob Brenly with us. When I grew up in Brooklyn and they traded Jackie Robinson to the Giants, he wasn't going, and I'll never forget that.
Well, that was a different day and age, Marty. But, as you know, players move around all the time now. It's, everybody hugging and shaking hands on the field before the game. We didn't do that.
All right, Bobby, thank you so much.
All right, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.